Most race fans consider Michael Schumacher the world's greatest competitive driver, and with an income estimated to be anywhere from $70 to $100 million a year, he is widely viewed as the highest paid sports figure on earth. And for sports fans throughout South America, Asia, and Europe, especially his home country of Germany, it doesn't get much bigger than Michael Schumacher. Inga Straka is a journalist who covers Formula One for German radio. She says his success and fame forces him to live a secluded life.
If he's in Europe, like Germany, he goes in the street, he can't even go and buy a better piece of bread or something like that, because he would have hundreds of people running after him for autographs. They want to touch him, they want to shake his hand, and you can imagine that's not really a nice life.
When he's in the United States, it's nothing like that. With the exception of about 125,000 fans who showed up for his victory at the U.S. Grand Prix in Indianapolis, few Americans have heard his name, let alone recognize his face. Schumacher says this is one of his favorite parts about visiting, such as a recent trip to the western U.S. on motorcycles.
We have been touring around with the Harleys from Vegas, basically, up into Colorado. And, no, it was great. I mean, wherever we stayed out, I mean, I wasn't recognized. I was just treated very normal, and I can watch people rather than watching me, and that's something which I do like very much.
But as much as Schumacher may enjoy his anonymity, Formula One racing promoters and sponsors do not. Hoping to capitalize on growing interest in motorsports in the world's largest sports market, organizers want to raise the profile of their sport and its stars. Jackie Stewart is a name from Formula One a few Americans do recognize. After winning world titles in the 1960s and 70s, the Scottish driver became a commentator on American television. Stewart says the biggest challenge to marketing Schumacher in the U.S. is not his sport, but the fact that he's not an American.
Lance Armstrong's a cyclist. Now, how many people in America are really interested in cycling? He's grown beyond his sport, but you have to be successful at your sport. And if you're an American and you take on the world, then you become a superstar.
Formula One promoters agree. Although American sponsors, including FedEx, Hewlett-Packard, and Marlboro, have signed on, there are no American Formula One teams or drivers. And while some of the companies that craft the ultra-fast cars are familiar names, such as Mercedes and BMW, team names such as McLaren or Williams are not. Max Mulliman runs a sports marketing company in the United States that specializes in motorsports. Compared to the popular stock car racing known as NASCAR, Mulliman says the lack of familiarity makes it difficult for Formula One to lure American sports fans.
Whereas they go to a NASCAR race and they don't expect anything more than Ford, Chevrolet, Dodge, Pontiac. They understand that. That's what they get, and it's full of American names.
Mulliman believes that until more Americans are involved, Michael Schumacher and other Formula One stars are unlikely to gain much time on American TV. The Austrian mogul who produces the popular Red Bull energy drinks is cultivating a U.S. team. But it's been more than 20 years since the last American, Mario Andretti, enjoyed any success in the sport. Some fans joke it could take at least that long before another Formula One driver could become a household name in the United States. For Main Street, I'm Jason Parr in Indianapolis, Indiana.